what John's prayed right there is actually kind of the devotional for today. We've all heard the Christmas story, and it's beautiful, and it's truth. We call it the Christmas story, but it's just the truth of God's word. We call it Christmas story, and our commercialism or whatever traditions and stuff, but really it's the truth. It's just God's word. It's just, there was no Christmas when God laid this out and Mary and Joseph went into that stable and Jesus was born, Emmanuel, God with us. It's just God's plans, plan of salvation, plan to redeem man, save us from our sins. In a classic story, children's story, but I know Jennifer and I like to watch it every Christmas season. In a classic story, I'm going to take an excerpt from it. I'm going to read a little excerpt from the this classic Christmas story. And you guys, all of you will recognize it, but it's part of my devotional. So let me begin. It's not from the beginning, but it's just an excerpt of it. And I'll give you kind of where we are in this story here. Charlie Brown was wrestling with the question what Christmas is from the beginning of the Charlie Brown Christmas. And a lot of people had different ideas, and little sister writing a Christmas list to Santa Claus, and Lucy deciding that she needed all this and all that and the different things, and that she was actually going to be the Christmas queen that year in the Christmas pageant. And Charlie Brown was trying to find some direction on Christmas, and it's a very, he was wrestling with this idea of commercialism at the same time Snoopy is entering a decorating contest, decorating his doghouse, wrestling with this commercialism of Christmas, and that he's thinking that deep down there's probably something greater about this season than just lights and trees and gifts and Christmas queens and different things like that. So they make him the director of the Christmas pageant, and he's going through it, he's getting frustrated. So they said, they sent Linus and Charlie Brown off to find a Christmas tree, and that's where we pick up the story. It says, Charlie Brown and Linus made their way through the snow to the Christmas tree lot. There were trees in all sizes and colors, bigger pink and purple and red, and they were all made of metal or plastic. Gee, do they still make wooden Christmas trees, Linus wondered. And that's when Charlie Brown saw it, the perfect Christmas tree, this little green one. Here seems to need a home, said Charlie Brown, but Linus wasn't so sure. I don't know, Charlie Brown. Remember what Lucy said. This doesn't seem to fit the modern spirit. I don't care, Charlie Brown said. We'll decorate it, and it will be just right for our play. Besides, I think it needs me. We're back, Charlie Brown announced, and he and Linus brought the little tree into the auditorium. The other kids couldn't believe what they were seeing. This tree was all wrong. You were supposed to get a good tree, Lucy told Charlie Brown. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree? Everyone laughed and walked away, except Linus. Charlie Brown turned to his friend. I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have had picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about. Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about? Sure, Charlie Brown, said Linus. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Linus walked to the center of the stage. A lone spotlight shone on him as he began to speak. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So Linus answered the question after they saw the commercialism, and Charlie Brown didn't have the modern spirit of Christmas, in mind, and he was criticized for it. In frustration, he cried out, What is Christmas all about? And Linus, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, spoke the truth of God's word. But we must ask that question every season. It seems like we have to ask this question. We have to revisit this question every season, because even us as Christians get caught up in the commercialism, finding the perfect tree, trying to fill the bottom of that tree with as many gifts as possible, name brand items, racking up bills and credit card bills, and to provide for what we think Christmas is. And sometimes we have to step back, and sometimes the Holy Spirit, through using somebody or just speaking in their heart, says, Remember what Christmas is all about? Do you remember what it's all about? Is it about all this? I'm just going to point out a few things. You don't need to turn to the Word in your Word if you don't want to. I'm just going to go through a few scriptures. But what the Lord laid on my heart about what Christmas is all about this year is perfect holiness. Perfect holiness. And I'm not talking about our perfect holiness, because we don't have perfect holiness. I'm talking about perfect holiness, Jesus Christ. 1 says in John chapter 1, verses 14 and 18, Perfect holiness, God's word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of him and cried out, saying, This was he of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for he was before me. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. Or you could say that is grace upon grace, grace abundantly. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. Another way you can say grace and truth in there, if you look it up and study it out, you can encompass grace and truth right there, and you can actually say holiness. Holiness. So the first thing I want to point out what Christmas is all about is holiness came to us to dwell with us. In Luke chapter 2, 29 through 32, Simeon at the temple, when Joseph and Mary was bringing Jesus on the eighth day to be circumcised and to offer the necessary sacrifices for that, he saw the baby and held the baby and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word, for my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, salvation, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. Already speaking of a united people, the body of Christ, Jew and Gentile, will have salvation. So perfect holiness came. The word of God came to dwell amongst us. The promises, all that we're studying in Isaiah, all those prophecies of the Messiah, is manifested in human flesh. The holiness, the perfect holiness of God, manifest and is dwelling with us in human flesh for a purpose, and that is to bring light and revelation to bring glory, to shine God's glory, and to bring salvation. Simeon also said, he said, then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, for the sign which will be spoke for this, for a sign which will be spoken against. The fall of those who are prideful, who reject him. The rising of those who are humble, broken, repentant. The rise and fall of many. Philippians, perfect holiness, says in chapter 2, verses 6 through 11, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. So perfect holiness had a mission. It wasn't Christmas trees or good gifts or stockings hung by the fire. It was to go to a cross. It was go to a cross. To fulfill the word of God, all the law and the prophets, the word becoming flesh. To bring light to the Gentiles, light to the nation of Israel, truth, revelation of God. To shine God's glory in this dark world. To go to a cross, to humble himself and go to a cross. Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, brethren, I declare to you the gospel for which I preached to you, which also you received and in which you stand, by which also you are saved, if you hold fast that word which I preached to you, unless you believe in vain. For I delivered to you first of all, which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day according to the Scriptures. That's what Christmas is all about. Emmanuel, God with us, salvation. The angel Gabriel said to Mary and Joseph, separately, on separate occasions, you will call him Jesus. God saves. Back to John chapter 1, 9 through 12, it says, that was the true light which brings to every man coming in, which gives light to every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name. That's what Christmas is all about. Bringing us truth and light. Bringing us light to our dark souls. Bringing us light into this dark world. Bringing us salvation. Philippians chapter 2, last verses I'll share. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That's what Christmas is all about. That's what Christmas is all about. Short devotional I picked up that I thought was kind of appropriate for this year, just to remind us what Christmas is all about and to kind of put us in check. This is just the part that you gives us something, not to be a downer, but actually just to put ourselves in check this season for the rest of the Christmas season. This devotional, this pastor who wrote this devotional goes on and says, we live in a casual culture. More and more I hear young people refer to their elders by their first name. Many things have become so easy that we forget to respect those who paid the price, a price to be where they are. I have seen this in the church too. As families come in late to the service, sometimes they skip the worship time altogether and only come for the teaching. Or they leave right after the worship and skip the teaching. Or they leave right after worship and they skip the teaching. It just doesn't fit their style, they say. It's like people have forgotten why we come to church in the first place. Do you remember who it is you come to worship? Do you know the one proclaimed in the sermon? It is time to refresh our vision of Jesus Christ. All too often, when we become friends with someone, we get lazy in the relationship. We begin to take one another for granted. We work hard to win our spouse before we get married by making time for dates, buying special gifts, calling all at all the right times, and all that. But then, after we get married, we act like we don't have to keep winning each other's hearts. We become familiar and forget to take each other seriously. When you came to Jesus, chances are pretty good that it happened in a moment of need. You truly felt the weight of your sin and your need for a Savior. So you asked Jesus to come into your heart and forgive you. You fell on your face before God and entered eternal life, seeing the revelation of Jesus as your Savior. The question is, can you still see him? Or has the clutter of life crowded him out of your vision? We need to hit the refresh button and see him clearly. When we do, we will fall on our faces again and truly worship him. More and more today, the holidays come sooner to the stores and bombard you with the commercialism and with the traditions and with all the bells and whistles and the lights and the fancy things. The TVs, the TV shows all take on a Christmas theme and just bombard you with products and unrealistic stories and conditions and situations that don't reflect real life. Just to bombard you with the clutter of life. And we forget what Christmas is all about. And then we look at a manger scene and we see a tiny baby in a manger and say, well, that's what Christmas is all about. The manger scene. Well, yes, that's what Christmas is all about at the start. But that's not all what Christmas is all about. It goes all the way to the cross. And the second coming, the millennial reign, and the new heaven and new earth. It's the whole story. Christmas is even about that old rugged cross that our Savior is going to be hung on, or was hung on. That baby was going to be hung on. We need to hit the refresh button. And remember what Christmas is all about. Just come back to the truth of Christmas. I didn't say all that to condemn anybody here who's celebrating the traditions of Christmas. Celebrate them. Have the Christmas trees. Have the celebrations. Have the gifts. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to have that family time. And if you're not doing any of that, that's okay too. This is not a, should we have a traditional Christmas or not traditional Christmas? It's just remember what Christmas, as believers in Jesus Christ, let's remember what Christmas is all about. And it's about salvation through the Son of God, who came as a babe, yes, but went to a cross. Let's remember what Christmas is all about. Amen? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Christmas, what we really should be celebrating. And that is you, Lord, Emmanuel, God with us, the Word, the Light, holiness, truth, perfection, coming and indwelling in a corruptible flesh to dwell with us, but for a goal, and that is to go to the cross to save us, to save us, to save us from our sins, to take the punishment, that baby in a manger, his mission was to die for our sins, to take our punishment upon him. Let's remember what Christmas is all about. The gift of salvation given to us, and we don't even deserve that gift. We're not worthy of that gift. But it's when God gave a gift, the gift of salvation through his only begotten Son. Perfect holiness, grace and truth, light given to us as a gift. Thank you, Father, for that gift. Thank you for that gift. In Jesus' name we pray this. Amen.